So we're obviously here to talk about all bad things must come to an end, and it is actually coming to an end pretty close to it here in Phoenix in December indoors, because you guys have already done the outdoor thing.
Yep, we're bringing it around to some places that the fans are demanding us to come back, and also some of the other markets we didn't get to hit, and Phoenix is one of them. And we're bringing the full show indoors, because the last time we were there, we weren't able to use the full production. And by that I mean, obviously, the ginormous roller coaster, the Crucifly. And also, we've added this other thing called the Cruise Nest. And it's a chance for about 18 or 20 fans to take a ride with us on the very last song, out on the B stage in the center of the crowd, up about 40 feet in the air. So it's going to be an awesome, intimate ending, and a chance to get some just probably sick photos from up above the entire audience up there.
Why are you guys saying specifically that this is the last time you'll tour, when couldn't you just say, hey, we're not going to tour for a while, and then if you never get around to it again, you never get around to it again?
Well, because that's what we didn't want to do. We definitely mean it. And I think we've just been, you know, pretty adamant about, you know, being pretty crystal clear about what it really is. We've been planning this for about 6 or 7 years, and we chose the date, which is this year, New Year's Eve, will be the last time that we'll tour together, and the last shows.
Tommy, what will you do specifically right at the end of that show? What are you going to do afterward?
I don't know yet, man.
Is there a band that you would join? Like, let's just say, for instance, and I'm using this as a hypothetical, I'm not saying Led Zeppelin, but a huge band suddenly needs a drummer. Would Tommy Lee actually join another legendary band and become their drummer?
You know, it's funny. I thought about that, because I'm thinking of myself as a, you know, when you're in a band, you're kind of married to the other four guys. So I'm going to be a freshly single bitch and available. So, you know, the answer to your question would be, I might.
Hey, Tommy, you know, I might be needing a drummer.
See what we're doing here? We're bringing lives together.
Yeah, see, there you go. Okay. Well, Alice, it's on.
Alice, I was looking at the tour dates. How long are you out with Motley Crue? Because it is bang, 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 night after night.
Yeah, you know, for us, we're so used to that. We've been touring for 50 years, and that nothing scares us. There was a period of time when we did 65 cities in 72 days, you know. So, I mean, touring to us is just a rhythm. You get into the rhythm of it, and the high point of the day is the show. You know, it's really all the time that you're sitting around doing nothing that's not fun. Yeah, unless you create something, you know.
The other 22 hours of the day where you're switching thumbs in your butt going,
when
are we playing?
Yeah, because that is the high point of the night, you know. You look forward to that show, and you kind of reserve your energy for that.
Yeah.
That to me is the most important thing, you know.
And then all of a sudden a year goes by and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it goes by so fast that all of a sudden you realize that, didn't we just start this? No, that was 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because Nikki has said in the press that Motley doesn't want to be one of those bands that stays, you know, long after the party is over. Meanwhile, Alice, 50 years and still going, brings the party everywhere he goes. Tommy, when do you know the party is over?
It's not a personal thing. It's just something that we, you know, as a band decided. You know, I think it's one of those things where for us, we came, we saw, we kicked its ass, and you know, there's just not much more. We've accomplished everything we set out to do, and at some point you got to go, okay, nailed it, you know, on to the next. So that's kind of where everybody's head's at.
Alice is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He just got back from the ceremony this past weekend. Alice, if you have a vote, does Motley go in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in fact, I think that's inevitable. I don't think that there's very many bands that had the impact that Motley had, and that's what they kind of look at. They don't necessarily look at record sales. They don't necessarily look at this. They look at the impact that an artist or a band made. And there's, you know, Motley certainly had an impact on, you know, on the generations that they were in. You know, so I mean, you can't say the '80s without saying Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Tommy, I kind of waited to the end of the interview to ask this one.
This is where the interview goes bad, I think.
Did you see Vince's national anthem?
No, I haven't seen that.
Classy answer.
So you cannot comment then.
What happened?
Oh, no, he's just, you know, he's a football team owner now. You guys are all diversifying now that the career is over. And
yeah, I saw that. I know that.
He got beat up a little bit by CNN. We just thought we would bring that up and see if you had had a chance or if anybody has brought it up to you guys.
Well, you know, he was just doing his cover of it. You know, he didn't write that, I don't think.
No, yeah, well done. Well done. And Alice with the save. We go to the bullpen, we call out the right-hander, and he comes in and he shuts it down immediately.
You know what? We did the national anthem when the Diamondbacks opened, right? But I made sure it was, you know, Glenn Campbell and, you know, there was about nine of us so that you're not just out there by yourself. That's a very rangy song. And then on top of it, you got to make sure you know the lyrics.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. The secret is start low and go slow.
Yeah, and not just that, but be backed up with about seven or other guys.
That's how Gene Simmons does it.
That's the best way to do it.
So let me ask you this, Tommy, as we get ready to wrap this thing up. What does it mean to you, 35 years into this thing, to be touring with the guy who kicked it all off, basically made theatrical rock what it is today? You guys are closing it out together. When that final night rolls around, what's it going to mean like for you to walk off the stage, shake hands, and go, gentlemen, have a nice night?
Yeah, you know, well, I can't tell you exactly what it's going to feel like because we're not there yet, but I can just tell you that, you know, Alice, along with another, you know, a small handful of people have inspired us, you know. You know, so that's, and the fact that he's still doing it is an inspiration. And so, you know, come that last night, dude, is going to be such an emotional train wreck. You know, I don't even know. It's even hard to put into words. I just can't answer that question yet. It's going to be... It's gonna be weird. That's for sure.
You know, I tell you, it goes both ways, though. You know, when here we are, we're out there, and we know that we've done this certain amount of things, and then a band like Motley Crue comes along, and I'm watching them on MTV, and I go, "Oh, okay, game on." You know, here's somebody challenging, and I love that. I love the fact that we push each other every night.
Yeah.
You know, we get on stage, and then we know, hey, Motley's gonna be great tonight. You know, we better nail it tonight. So we both bands push each other. But when I first saw Motley, that charged my batteries because I said, oh, okay. You know, here's some guys that know what they're doing.
Yeah, the ante got upped.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good, man. That keeps everybody's game strong, you know?
Well, I think rock's a little bit weaker with no Motley Crue on the road now. I mean, now, Alice, the burden falls on your shoulders. You got to now bring it out twice as many times because there aren't as many people doing it as well.
That's right. Yeah. Don't worry about that. That's the only way I know how to do it.
Quickly, guys, Tommy, give us your first concert as a teenager, then you go, Alice.
First concert as a teenager was... Van Halen.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Van Halen, and I think Ted Nugent was opening or something.
There's a decent show.
Now, watch this. You're about to get laid out, Tommy. No offense intended, but Alice can top you on this.
I got a feeling I got you on this one. I saw the Rolling Stones at the Coliseum with Brian Jones, Bill Wyman, the original Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
And it was before Very Lights. There was like five of them up there, and they played for about an hour. But it was the, you know, 1965.
Damn.
And it was the Stones, the way the Stones were the Stones. You know, and the Barbarians opened for them.
Whoa.
With a song called Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl?
Wow.
Wow. I remember a band called Imperial Drag did a song called Are You a Boy or a Girl, but I never heard that.
That was a cover of it.
Is it really?
Nice.
Yeah, and the guitar player in that band ended up in my band, Eric Dover.
Nice. Well done. See what just happened there? I'm a loser.
Yeah. Tommy Lee, Alice Cooper, we'll see you guys here on the 19th of December, and it's been great talking to you.
Okay, and I'll see you in the bathroom.
Thanks, Alice.
See you guys.
Bye.